Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hello, everyone out there. I am Alexis and I will be your host tonight for Living Single Across America. Well, tonight's topic is an interesting topic, and before we discuss what the topic is, let's talk about being single during COVID. Single means different things to people. Just because someone is dating does not necessarily mean that they're not single anymore. So whatever single is for your definition, that is the definition that I want you to think about. The pandemic kind of hit us out of left park, and not everyone is fortunate enough to be quarantined with someone that can take care of their sexual needs. And not everyone during the pandemic feels safe enough that they will go out and find someone for a one-night stand or even a friends with benefits situation. So what is a lady and or a gentleman to do during these times? Well, of course, there's always solo play, but solo play gets tiring after a while. I'm sure watching porn at first is exciting, but, you know, porn tends to get a little old. You start to crave that other person being there physically. You start to crave someone else's hands, mouth, lips, tongue on your body, so you reach for the sex toys, such as flush toys, such as blow-up dolls, as Tawanda mentioned, such as the Hitachi one, my personal favorite, or even those dildos. But so sex toys sometimes, you know, just don't cut it anymore. Well, tonight, it's all about the Wi-Fi sex toys. I did not even know that there were toys out there that use Wi-Fi to make those who are in a long-distance relationship be able to have some fun when you don't have that person physically next to you. Well, tonight is all about Wi-Fi toys, but just because you're not in a long-distance relationship doesn't mean you can't play with these toys. You can be creative. Maybe you have someone who, you know, is across town, and you guys are just having some virtual and or phone fun, and Wi-Fi sex toys can help spice things up. So let's just get this party started. We live in wonderful times. We now have the ability to have some fun, even if your partner and or whoever it is you choose to have fun with lives on the side of the world, other side of the world. And sometimes if you know which toy to get, this can please both you and your partner simultaneously, and you can even control the level and intensity of pleasure experienced by each party with an app from any part of the world. Well, I found some sex toys that I would really love to talk about. The first one is called Love Ents Max and Nora. The Love Ents Max and Nora are among the highest rated sex toys in the market today. They are beautiful his and her sex toys manufactured with the sole aim of making long-distance sex a reality. The Nora is an amazing G-spot stimulator, while the Max is a rechargeable male masturbator. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? One toy for her to stimulate her G-spot, the other toy is a male masturbator. So let's see. Love Max is carefully manufactured masturbatory sleeve that is made to mimic the feel of a vagina. It is a discreet looking plastic case that houses a sleeve made of porous and body safe skin like TPE. Well, looking at this picture of this toy, they are right. It looks like a hunk of plastic, but the inside is supposed to feel like a vagina. Well, I am not a gentleman, or I am not a male, so I wouldn't be able to tell you if that's true or not, but it must be true since it is one of the highest rated toys that Love Ents sells. So the toy is a Bluetooth control device that makes use of air pump technology to give a realistic experience. So the intensity of your strokes can be manipulated easily with the aid of an app. It can be switched back and forth between mild, subtle, and deep contractions. Well, that's for the male. What about the female? Love Ents Nora is a rabbit-style vibrator that is designed to give the most sensual G-spot massage. It is made from smooth, body-safe silicone, and it is about 4.7 inches long. The toy also works perfectly as a stimulator since it comes with a mound for clitoral massage. Well, to continue, the toy's shaft is covered with beads to improve the sensation during thrusting a vibration. The Nora comes in different pleasure settings that can be easily controlled buttons on the device or with the phone. However, the Max and Nora can only work together with the app. The app is first downloaded, and with the aid of Bluetooth, the two devices are paired together. The app also services as a great messaging platform, hence making playtime more interactive and realistic. The article that wrote all of this also listed some pros and cons. Here are some pros. They're rechargeable. The Love Ents Max and Nora are both made with body-safe materials. They can be controlled both manually and with the aid of the app. They distribute multiple sensations at the same time. The con is the Max toy may not accommodate a larger penis size and the loss of connection while using the chat app. Another toy that is listed on this list is called the Kiru Onyx 2 and Pearl 2. The Kiru Onyx 2 and Pertu are also Bluetooth-enabled devices that have been manufactured to take long-distance sex to the next level. The Onyx 2 is an automatic male masturbator designed with the soft and porous skin-like sleeve. There are 10 contracting rings in the wall of this toy. This is to give an amazing sensation during play. The device is encased in a discreet plastic body that can be cleaned easily after use. Well, that is always a plus. and the different levels and intensities of vibration can be controlled manually. It has two main pleasure modes. The Onyx 2 is designed to connect to a Pearl 2 as well as an Onyx 2. A water-based lubricant is highly recommended to be used alongside the device. The Pearl 2 is a touch-sensitive G-spot stimulator. It is made from a silky, smooth, and body-safe silicone material that is also easy to clean up after each use. There are seven different vibration settings and can be manipulated from low to medium, high, slow pulse, and fast pulse. The vibration pattern can be controlled with the aid of the app or can be created manually due to its touch-sensitive nature. These two toys are also compatible with a website known as Feel Me Interactive Adult Site, where the toys mimic the actions performed on the screen. The devices are also rechargeable. Water-based lubricant, again, is highly recommended when using these two toys. Well, what are the pros and what are the cons? The pros are both are made smooth with smooth skin-like materials. They are rechargeable. The Onyx 2 comes in a very distinct design. The Pearl 2 is very quiet. However, the con is the male masturbator is very loud. Right? So, the first two toys that I mentioned, the Max and Nora, now the Onyx 2 and Pearl 2, seem like they're similar toys, but they are made by different manufacturers. So, I'm very curious as to how a male masturbator would work, because it's to my understanding that certain sex toys work differently. Like, I, in any of my relationships, I've never used sex toys on a male. It's only been used on me. So I've heard of cock rings. I've heard of fleshlights. I've heard of taking finger vibrators and running them over the testicles, etc. But I never heard of a male masturbator. So if there are any listeners out there who are male and are comfortable enough to tell us if they have ever tried a male masturbator, I would really like to know what the experience is like. Because for a female, sex toys can be fun, but of course, lubricant sometimes is needed. So for a male, I would imagine things that sometimes quite sensitive down there, and the last thing you want to do is use anything down there that can do some permanent damage. So moving on to the third toy on this list. The third toy is called a fleshlight launch. And this device is one of the best male masturbators in the market, as it comes in an amazing discreet casing made of glossy plastic. The body of the toy has silver highlights and buttons that are helpful during manual play. So this toy is They are solely for the male. So it is about 12.75 inches long and comes without the fleshlight masturbatory sleeve, as it is just a device that controls the rotation and vibration of the sleeve. The device is completely rechargeable and it comes with a standard USB micro B charger cord. It requires 6 to 8 hours for a complete charge and can offer 2 to 3 hours of charge. That's not a lot of play, a long time to play. It's going to take 6 to 8 hours to charge. You can only play for 2 to 3 hours. That's interesting. So the launch goes manually and interactively. The body of the flashlight launch is touch sensitive, and therefore the pattern and intensity of the scope can be controlled easily through the body of the launch during manual play.
Well, some of the pros are it is completely rechargeable,
it comes in a discrete design, it can be controlled manually or with an app. Even with its sturdy look, it is light and easy to wear, and it is quiet.
Cons are it does not come with a masturbatory sleeve,
and it is quite expensive.
So the fourth toy is another toy by Levin. And this toy is called the Lush 2. Levin is an amazing brand of sex toys that is aimed at relieving the hassle associated with long-distance relationships. So the Levin Lush 2 is a Bluetooth bullet vibrator designed to deliver mind-blowing orgasms over long distances. Maybe my next shopping trip, I need to get myself one. And I would definitely let you guys know if I do get one and if it really does deliver mind-blowing orgasms. It is a beautiful dual stimulator that works as a G-spot massager as well as a clitoral stimulator, as it comes with both a bulbous head and a curly tail that is designed to hit the G-spot and the clit at the same time. The device is wearable and can be controlled with an app, but it can also be used with or without a partner. So this is actually pretty interesting that this toy can be used as a solo toy, but can be used with a partner. The device is completely rechargeable, and it comes with a USB cord. When fully charged, it can give you about a half, 1.5 to 2 hours of play. It is made with an ultra-soft, smooth silicone material. The material is perfectly body-safe and non-porous. The device is also flexible and can be curved to suit any position. Well, what are the pros? The pros are it is rechargeable, it works as a dual stimulator, it is waterproof, it is made with body-safe materials, and is controlled by an app and is wearable. The cons are there can be a break in connectivity during play. The toy does not come in a discrete pack, and it has no storage bags. Well, you know what? By looking at this design and reading the comments that it is making towards everyone here, I am really honestly thinking about getting myself one and giving it a try. So if I do, I will let you guys know how it goes. And with that, let's take our first break. Your girl needs a drink of water. Matt James is the new face of The Bachelor for this season. The 28-year-old revealed on Tuesday that it is time to surrender his phone to The Bachelor production as filming started on the ABC dating show. The season is reportedly to be filming in Pennsylvania. He left a message on Twitter saying, "See y'all in 2 months. We want to wish him good luck at finding his forever after." And your girl is back. That definitely wasn't a long enough break to drink all the water I need, because is it just me or is it getting a little steamy in here? Now, guys, calm down. We still have about 3 more toys to go before, I don't like to tell you what to do, but I know what I'm definitely doing after the show. I'm going to Amazon to see if any of these toys are on sale. The fifth toy is called a Omibazis, and it is a beautifully designed sex toy made as a result of the collaborative effort between Akiru and Omibaz, two leading manufacturers of sex toys. It's touch sensitive, and this is for a female, for it is a vibrator designed to give powerful and intense vibrations, thereby providing a great time of long distance sex. The Fuse is an app controlled sex toy that works beautifully with Bluetooth connectivity. It makes use of two-way interactivity that toy can be controlled by another user when connected to another device. Well, it is a total length of 7 inches, and insertable length of it is about 5, and the circumference is about 1.3 inches. The Fuse works with a touch-sensitive technology that can be helpful during manual play. There are different levels of intensity and speeds of vibrations that can be controlled manually using the surface of the device by yourself, with an app or by a partner during interactive play. And this is a teledonic device. The Omibaz Fuse is highly compatible with any Launch or Onyx device. The Feel Connect app is used to control the devices during play. Well, this is exciting. It's exciting what technology can do, and it sounds like some of these toys can be used together to have an oh my god experience. So listeners, I highly really do encourage you guys to give all these toys a try, or to research whichever one is best for your budget and best for your needs, because you know sometimes those fingers and porn and the dildo that doesn't move on its and the Hitachi wand just needs a break. And what are those pros for this particular toy? It is rechargeable. It is splash resistant. It is made with materials. The cons are it is not completely waterproof. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. And it does not have a discrete volume. Well, if you live by yourself and you're trying to have some fun, I don't see the problem with that. But if you have some roommates, you might want to shove a couple of towels or something under the door, or try to make as least noise as possible. And the sixth toy is called a Vibee Smart Lipstick. It is an amazing vibrator that is designed to give unimaginable pleasure more discreetly. It's a tiny sex toy that can be concealed as a lipstick. The device is one of the best sex toys in the market because of its amazing app controlled features. Another amazing thing about this lipstick toy is it works with voice recognition, as it has an artificial intelligence assistant programmed to carry out the voice acting. It also makes use of Bluetooth connectivity and is compatible with both Android and iOS devices. It is about 10 centimeters long and is made with incredible small, soft, smooth, and silky body-safe silicone. It is discreet since it comes in the form of a lipstick and is wearable and can be carried around with ease. The vibrations are strong and powerful enough to meet all needs. The device is completely waterproof and rechargeable. So, what are the pros? The pros are it has a discreet look and sound. It's waterproof. It's rechargeable. It's easy to carry around, and it's wearable in public. The cons are the device is yet to be made available for the general public. Well, I think this article might be a little dated if it's not made for the general public,
because I just saw a commercial on it not too long when I was researching on YouTube. I apologize for that. So let's move on to the seventh and final toy mentioned in this, and it's called the Vibees. This device is a rechargeable vibrator that is designed to give you amazing long-distance sex experiences. It uses Bluetooth technology and works great for both short and long-distance play. It is a sex toy that is one of the best teledonic sex toys available, as it makes use of modern technology to fulfill your wildest fantasies. It's made with smooth, non-porous, and high-quality silicone that feels amazing in the body. It comes in a pretty pink or purple color, as well as a beautiful shape that makes it easy and comfortable to wear. The toy produces powerful and intense vibrations that can be controlled by yourself or with your partner through the app. The vibration level varies from soft purrs to powerful strokes. It also works well as an interactive sex toy, as it not only works with a partner, but can be synced with an erotic audiobook to give an amazing and realistic time of play. It is discreet in sound and is wearable. Therefore, an intense playtime session can be enjoyed virtually anywhere. It is also rechargeable and waterproof. So the pros are it's quiet, it's rechargeable, it's wearable, it's waterproof. The con is, although it's wearable, walking around with this device can dislodge it. Well, those are just seven Wi-Fi sex toys, as I'm sure there are more than that out there. I do know for a fact that Lovin is one of the top leading sex toy manufacturers that makes toys out there. Personally, I think sex toys are a great way to spice things up in the bedroom, because not everyone is fortunate enough to have a consistent partner to play with. And everyone has needs. It's completely natural, but we don't just want to use fingers. And it would be nice if we were flexible enough to do certain positions to manipulate ourselves, but unfortunately that's not the case. And sometimes the fingers, that hand, that it's just not going to be as fun or as satisfying as having someone physically there. Well, the coronavirus is here to stay, and sometimes a man or a woman got to do what we've got to do. And the next best thing is to go ahead and go on Amazon or even Babeland or even Adam and Eve or whatever other website out there that sells these sex toys. When we come back, I want to talk about those websites and how to be careful to make sure that you are actually getting a genuine toy and not a cheap knockoff. With that, I will be right back.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website. Check out our store. We are releasing three new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
As I mentioned before, all seven sex toy zones are really amazing. And sometimes, as a shopper, we want to visit other sites like Amazon or eBay to see if we can find a toy for cheaper.
Well, here's the problem. Sometimes, as amazing as Amazon is, you're not going to get the actual toy. You might get a cheap knockoff. This actually has happened to me, where I wanted to replace my Hitachi wand, and I went on to Amazon.com, and I found one for $40. I should have known better, since the average wand is about $60 to $80, depending where you get it. So I found one for $40. I thought it was a great bargain. The look of the box was right. The spelling was correct. Well, guess what? When I got the toy, I was all raring to go, and I plugged it in, and it was the weakest vibration ever. So it went like, and it wasn't even powerful enough, and that was even on the low setting. So when I tried to switch it over to the high setting, it was, yeah, it just was a no-go. And unfortunately, sex toys is not one of those things that you can return, right? Once you buy it, it's yours to keep, although I'm sure there are ways you can get refunded and stuff like that, but they don't accept returns on sex toys. So I contacted the person who was selling it and never heard back from them. So I contacted Amazon, and I was like, well, this is such a disappointment. I did manage to get my money back, and I was like, well, what do you want me to do with this cheaper wand? They're like, yeah, we're not going to even tell you. You're going to have to return it because you're going to have to pay to return it. And since you have been such a long-time customer, yeah, you can keep it, trash it, whatever. So I ended up keeping it as a backup just in case. But, like, you know, you got to be careful of scams out there. Sex toys are designed to be body safe. The materials have to be body safe. But the last thing you want is, the truth of the matter is, let's get real, you only have one genital area. You only get one vagina. You only get one penis. And once it's destroyed in a way that can't be surgically corrected and such like that, you're not going to get a new one. So my advice to you is to do your research really, really well. I'm not saying that you can't purchase sex toys off of eBay or Amazon or any third-party app website out there. I'm just saying do your research very carefully, because the last thing you want is to invest in something that is meant to give you pleasure, but instead of giving you pleasure, it's going to give you a nightmare, right? And I know for a fact that Babeland does not sell sex toys that are knockoffs. I know Adam and Eve, they state very clearly on their website they don't do refunds, but their sex toys are to the dupe. And here's the thing, right? We can always go to sex stores in your city if you're lucky to have one, and those sex toys are usually not cheap knockoffs and stuff like that. So I encourage you guys highly to do the research before you purchase any sex. Sure, you understand what the intestinal design is used for, understand how to use it safely, and even look on the manufacturer's website as to what the toy is supposed to look like. But sometimes when the box is correct, the toy looks nothing like what it's supposed to look like on the manual's website. And that is a sure sign that there might be something wrong with that toy and such like that. So the bottom line is, while Amazon, eBay, and third-party websites might have amazing sales and stuff like that, I actually want to encourage you guys to do your research and make sure you're getting the real thing, right? I learned my lesson by paying $40. I ended up spending so much more than that. because I had to go get a new toy, and it was shifting in the week that it took my toy to get there. Yeah, I got my $40 back, but the hassle, right? And sometimes when you have needs, you just want your toys and such like that. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of sites are going to be having the Black Friday sales if you can afford that long. Me personally, I'm definitely not going to wait that long because a girl has needs. And even though I am in a relationship, my boyfriend is basically going through some health problems, and he lives in Michigan. So that doesn't help me whatsoever, but maybe that app toy would, like, maybe I'll get myself a Lush, maybe I'll get myself a Nora, maybe I'll be kind and hopefully get him the Nora, the Max, while I get myself a Nora, or even the Onyx 2 and the Pearl 2. I don't know anything about getting him the Fleshlight Masturbator. I'm not sure if he would enjoy that, but I don't know how to explain that one. But regardless, whichever toy you decide to get, just have fun with it. Everybody has needs, and remember, it's perfectly normal to have solo toys. It's perfectly normal to invest in a good Wi-Fi toy so you can have a partner. It's perfectly normal to
take some me time,
right? Because it's not a topic everyone talks about, right? Everybody has needs. Everybody out there is probably putting things between the seats if it is safe for them. They're forcing us to have someone nearby and stuff like that and stuff like that. But for us singles, and for us who are out there who aren't comfortable with allowing other people willy-nilly in and out of our house, so after tonight's call, I know what I'll be doing. What would you be doing? Are you going to head over to Babeland? Are you going to head over to Cosmopolitan to read more about sex toys? Are you going to read articles online that you can find? Or are you going to just ride on over to YouTube and watch all the commercials for the sex toys and for any personal recommendations from YouTube bloggers? So me personally, I'm going to be heading to Adam and Eve. I'm going to be doing my research. And, yes, I am going to invest in one of those sex toys. And maybe after giving it a run for a while, I'll let you guys know just how it works. With that, I wish everybody a good night. Enjoy whichever sex toy it is that you decide to get for yourself. And if you're brave enough, reach out and tell us all about it. Which one did you choose? And if you're male, like I said, I would love to hear how a masturbatory toy works. And does it really feel like a vagina? With that, this is Alexis with Living Single Across America. Join us next time for a brand new topic.
Hey everyone, this is your girl Hefe with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.